Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And for this is one of a series of interviews. And for the full set of interviews, go to strugglingteens.com. That's struggling teens, one word in plural, strugglingteens.com. Now, today I have Kat Jennings, or Catherine Jennings, on the line. Kat, good to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me, Lon.
And Kat is the executive director of Asheville Academy for Girls. That's primarily preteens. And we're going to talk about intentional parenting. That's something they talk about. So, Pat, why don't you, Kat, start with what is intentional parenting? What do you mean by that?
Well, our definition of intentional parenting is really about, well, quite honestly, paying attention to what's happening inside the family system, inside each unique family's system, that is leading to lack of cooperation, tension, anxiety, depression, all the things that we tend to see in our students and, quite honestly, in their families. So it's really about taking specific skills and applying them as a parent in a very intentional way. And, of course, our intention is to reunify our students with their families.
All right, so it's a whole family system you're talking about. And the parents have a part. In a sense, the parents have even enrolled in the program. If they enroll their kid, they have something to do, too. So talk about a little bit how you go about it. How do you help them set the goals? What kind of goals do you encourage them? What kind of problems do you run into? Just sort of start talking,
well,
and I'll ask questions periodically.
Okay, well, just to set the stage, we do work with girls that are very young, both chronologically and developmentally, 10 to 14. And so these are truly children. These are not small teenagers. They do have kind of limited ability to do huge conceptual, you know, abstract thinking. A lot of talk therapies tend to not be very effective with them. So really helping parents understand developmentally where their kids are, so that as we are looking to intervene and as we are teaching parents effective strategies in parenting, that they really understand what they're dealing with and what are appropriate expectations. Nothing frustrates families and kids more than having unmet expectations. And so we have to be very intentional about helping them understand developmentally what their role as the parent is, and, of course, helping a child become comfortable with their role in that relationship.
Could you do a couple of, for instances, could you think of a parent and family that you worked with? What were the issues and what were the first things you had to do to get the parents starting to turn around and get the direction and starting to get the kid going in the right direction? Give an instance or two of situations you've had to work with.
Well, one of the biggest interventions that really gets our kids' attention and empowers the family in a positive direction is making the decision that they need help and they come to us. That is a parent really saying, okay, we can't stop you from doing these dangerous, dysfunctional things, but we can stop you doing them inside our family. So reasserting that they are the parents and that they're kind of driving the train. So that's the very first piece of intentional parenting. This is an adult decision. This is not a democracy. We don't ask our daughter if she likes this place. So really talking families into, we're setting up the stage of re-empowering you as the adult in charge. And often our families come to us feeling really out of control of their child and unable to set boundaries and consequences and follow through with the things that usually hold young kids accountable. So that's the first piece. And then the second would be, you know, kind of very much like Wilderness, we do an impact letter where parents are guided by their therapist to really line out in a very concrete way for the student what was not going well. You know, why are you now in a therapeutic boarding school or residential treatment? And having parents kind of name what is not okay with them and what the issues are. And often that takes, you would be surprised, sometimes that takes a month to provide parents with feedback about how do you give your child feedback? And is this too negative and blaming? Is this too shaming? Is this really not addressing the issue because you're still dancing around it, afraid to hurt her feelings?
Well, you know, so, let me interrupt here a second. There's a lot of parenting advice going on, and some of them, helicopter parents. I presume you've had a few helicopter parents, but that's a big one.
Oh, one or two.
Yeah, for a big one, just for the parents, we're going to take charge because some of them believe they shouldn't. I've had parents tell me that we're a democracy, I'm not going to change now. And well, you know, that's sort of tough to work with. So, but that's the first thing, is they have to decide that they're going to take charge and be the parent.
Yes, and a lot of that is our very intentional way that we message to families about the job that we feel is at hand, is putting that adult-child relationship back in appropriate perspective. And so helping parents understand concepts of, I know you don't want to take things away from your kids when they don't, say, do their homework or aren't respectful, don't help out in the house, but if you're not doing these things, let's look at the consequences of that. So we literally have to guide them into concepts around safety. Kids don't feel safe when they think they're in control of their parents. So that's a huge parent seminar piece right there, where we're really talking about the concept of boundaries, creating safety for these kids so that they can grow themselves up in a container that they know is going to keep them safe from themselves. So a lot of it is helping parents connect the dots in what their daughter's experiencing, what their family system's strengths and needs are, and addressing those very individually.
Now, let me ask a question of the situation. Now, you have a kid, a child, enrolled in a therapeutic boarding school, maybe hundreds or thousands of miles away from home. So, and the parents are going to need some practice of dealing with this and asserting themselves as parents. So how do you make that happen when they're at such a distance?
Well, we do Skype calls, so the parents and the student are face-to-face with their therapist. That's usually about an hour to an hour and 20 minutes a week. The girls are also practicing those interaction skills with their parents on biweekly phone calls. And then our quarterly seminars are literally 2 days where the parents and the student are together doing workshops guided by our team that actually put them through these paces and in a very experiential way helps them practice and, of course, push the kind of the buttons. So obviously on a Skype call, they've received some guidance on what their daughter needs to hear. And so helping her deal with that and then her reaction to that is all kind of grist for the mill for teaching both the parents that she can have her issues, she can be upset, and it's not going to kill her, she's not going to hate you, and likewise that, you know, they can get their outcomes when they can fully show up in those moments and hold those boundaries and create that family safety.
Now, one of the key things to learning is always the processing or after the fact. So you have, what do you do with after the parents interact with the kid, either at Skype or in the parent seminar or anything like that? Afterwards is where the real learning and consolidation takes place. So what do you do on that? How do you handle that with both the child and the parent?
Well, two ways is we actually do post-seminar evaluations asking specifically what parents felt they gained from the experience, what they liked, what they didn't, what they found powerful and helpful, and what was not so much. Then, of course, most of the families, when they come into our area for these seminars, are doing visits with their daughters. So they're also doing a session setting up that visit with very intentional goals to practice new ways of being in relationship with each other. And they're practicing it in the Asheville area near school so that if they get in trouble, A, parents then very intentionally choose to bring their child back to ask for more support. Or they can even phone in and maybe just receive phone support if they kind of hit a snag and they feel like it's time to not engage in power struggles. See, this is all the practice pieces that I feel our families really benefit from, because it's one thing to think about a theory about, like, power struggles. What do you do and how do you not engage in them? But then when your daughter's back in your face and triggering all the old patterns, boy, everybody's right back in it. And so we like to have them closer after those seminars where we can provide that support, but very structured, intentional goals about what gets practiced, knowing that we've usually kind of stirred things up a little bit with the content of the seminar.
All right. Well, we've read about out of time. We've just been having a short lesson in intentional parenting. And Kat, would you give in about 30 to 60 seconds a little bit of a description of Asheville Academy for Girls, and if somebody had any questions, how they could get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Well, we are designed for 10 to 14-year-old girls, and average length of stay is about a year. We are a licensed residential treatment program. We also have a fully accredited academic program that our girls are enrolled in throughout their stay. We primarily specialize in struggling kids and their family issues, so parent relations, oppositional and defiant behavior, a lot of anxiety and school refusal, social phobias, depression, attachment issues, and many of the more girl-focused type of ways that kids struggle at this age. So if you are interested in more information about us, our website is ashevilleacademy.com, and I can always be reached at 828-772-7200.
Thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury at the Woodbury Report. We've been talking with Kat Jennings about what is intentional parenting. Thank you very much, Kat.
It's my pleasure, Lon. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, this is one of a series. It's July 8th, 2015, incidentally, and one of a series of interviews. And go to strugglingteens.com to get the list of all the other interviews. Thank you very much. You have a good day. Stay cool.